Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
How do we know if we're of the elect? How do you know if I'm of the elect or if you're of the elect? How do you know? Well, everybody is divided into one of two categories. I don't know, whoever you are, you're in one of two categories. It's the whosoever wills and whosoever wants. If you're in the category of whosoever wills, you're in the category of the elect. I'll talk about that more. Don't let this doctrine of election throw you. It's based upon, every time it talks about elect, according to his foreknowledge, okay? But anyway, we see that it talks about that your children, that we are the children of God, those whosoever wills, those who call upon the name of the Lord. How do you know? Well, the Spirit of God bears witness with your spirit. Do you talk to the Lord? I did this morning. I woke up early. Sun wasn't coming up. Hadn't come up yet, and I'm laying in bed. I know this is being recorded and being live streamed. We leave our windows and our blinds open, overlooking the lake. Nobody coming in their boat looking at our windows. So that when the sun comes up, we're looking east. And when the sun comes up, I see the beautiful sunrise every morning. Before the sun came up, I'm awake and just laying there. I'm not getting out of bed. I'm lazy, just laying there. But you know what I did? I started praying. I started praying for this church service. I started praying for Gary. I prayed for you. And again, I went through the, for about an hour, I just laid there before the sun come up. That's why you don't move around the pews, okay? I go from row to row, and I can remember where you're sitting. That's why you mess me up if you change sides. So I don't pray for you if you move. Just kidding. But anyway, I did that this morning. Isn't it wonderful to wake up talking to God? Let me tell you a little bit. I go to sleep talking to God. Again, just a little insight of my prayer life. And I don't. When I go to sleep at night, I don't say long prayers, you know. And it ain't one of those, now I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I die before I wake, pray the Lord my soul to take. I don't pray. But basically, in a nutshell, it's this. And I learned this years ago. Lord, it's been good to be with you today. I'll see you in the morning. Why can you do that? Because all day long you've been praying, you've been in communicating. You don't have to catch up. Are you before you lay down? Well, man, I didn't do this. Are you following that? That don't mean not to pray. I'm not saying for you not to do that. But for me, if you're in constant contact with the Lord all day long and you think about Gary or whoever, Catherine not pray. I shouldn't say this, but I don't pray for you as much as I used to. For obvious reasons, but when people are all day long, when people I know that are hurting and struggling, having surgery, and God puts them in my heart, I just pray for them all day long. Then when I go to bed, I don't have to say, well, I pray for Catherine and Gary and this and all the list on the prayer request list, because are y'all following what I'm saying? Communicating with God all day long. His spirit bears witness with my spirit that I'm a child of God. If I go to hell, you've heard this before, but I'll go to hell believing in Jesus Christ as my Savior, trusting in Him. Now, it ain't going to happen. I don't think I'm a heretic, but I believe that Jesus Christ died for me. And I believe that I'm a child of God on my way to heaven. Anyway, I never did finish that in Romans 8, did I? No. The Spirit itself bear witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs. Remember what we just read about inherit? We're heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Isn't that something? I ain't got nothing here. Well, hallelujah, we got it there. We're joint heirs with God. With Christ, we're heirs with God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Well, it talks about here in Revelation 21 that he shall inherit all things. And again, I underlined that word all things. What does all mean? Let that sink in. Inherit all things. All right, another sideline. Dad's been gone about 8 years, and me and Dad had a unique relationship. Whatever I owned, he owned. Whatever he owned, are you following? What's mine is yours, and what's yours is mine. I do that with my kids. Whatever you want, I tell people, I don't have nothing but my wife. You can have my kids, I'll sell you my kids. You have everything but my wife. But literally, I don't, possessions don't mean nothing to me. It really doesn't. And I've told them, well, anything I have, it's yours. If you want, it's yours. I'm not attached to something, because when I leave, I ain't taking it with me. Amen, preacher. We hold on to things and hold on to, and I thought about this again this week. Death, and it's so real. When people die, they leave it all here. Not only do they leave it all here, they leave it to somebody. Again, you'll laugh about this. I thought about this yesterday. Sitting in my recliner reading, and just our internet went out yesterday. After the Florida Gator game, we watched the Gator game. And our internet went, we lost. For hours and hours, I got to sit and read and just, I got thinking, I'm sitting in my chair. I said, if the Lord takes me home one day and Latrice remarries, there's going to be some rascal sitting in my recliner with that remote looking at big screen TV. But you know, I don't care, I ain't here no more. Y'all think I'm crazy, don't you? I ain't attached to nothing. Okay, when he says, I inherit all things, it means all things. Whatever he has for us, I don't know what all means in what all these all things are. I just know all means all. Whatever he has for us, we're going to get it all. He ain't going to leave it out. I just love that. All things. Back in Revelation chapter number 21, let me give you it before I get to verse number 8 and 9. Let me give you another. We got a new reward. We're going to have a new name. I want to get this real quick. A new name. The name Walter. That's my name. My dad. I told you we have 7 generations of Walters. My son, Walter Eric. Then there's Walter Jackson. They should be here today. My dad was Walter Clyde. Grandpa was Walter Ralph. His dad was Walter. I forget what it was. Walter Ralph. Anyway, we got all these Walters. You know what the name Walter means? It's a German name. A German origin. It means ruler or commander of the army. Ain't I something? A ruler of the army. A commander. That's what the word Walter means. Now, when we get to heaven, turn back with me to Revelation chapter number 2. I want to show you something. Some of you will remember this. Some of you will have forgotten it or haven't heard this before. And I want to share something with you. Revelation 2, verse number 17. My mom and dad named me Walter. We named our son Walter. Of course, we have 7 kids. And anyway, we gave them names. But look in verse number 17, Revelation 2. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh, will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone. We talked about this months ago. But I want you to notice this. And in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth saving he that receives it. We're going to get a new name. Now, I'm going to know Kelly by the name Kelly. I'm not going to know this new name. Because we read, turn me to Revelation 3:12. He that overcometh, will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go out no more. And I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh out of the temple, out of heaven from my God. Remember, we're talking about this right now. New Jerusalem. And I will write upon him my new name. We're going to get a new name. He's going to give us a name that only he and I are going to know.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word, and visit us online at westwoodmbc to hear more teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.